And I know the President-elect has expressed his appreciation, not just for the hospitality, but for the collaboration of this administration in supporting our team's transition efforts.
Markeith Lloyd, the man accused of killing an Orlando police officer, turning down a public defender and told the judge he acted alone.
Received nothing from nobody. I was acting by myself. How in the hell anybody helping me do anything? I went to Walmart myself to buy food.
USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into an open expanse in the desert. With the wind powerfully gusting, he tells him to walk against the wind's blowing. The disciple does so, but it's a struggle. The teacher then opens up the mystery. The Hebrew word for the wind is ruach, but ruach is the exact same word for the spirit. In Hebrew, the Holy Spirit is the holy wind. So if you live your life against the spirit, you're walking against the wind, and everything you do becomes harder. You get tired, you get worn down, everything becomes a drag. Maybe that's why you're worn down. But if you turn around, if you repent, if you change your direction, if you walk with the Spirit, what'll happen? You'll live your life with the wind at your back, and the drag will become a breeze.
That was just a taste of the Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold, and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
The FBI is investigating a second round of bomb threats against Jewish facilities. Mark Mayfield has the story.
Jewish community centers across the country are facing another wave of bomb threats. The JCC Association of North America said as many as 27 bomb threats were received at Jewish centers in 17 states on Wednesday. It comes a week after 16 facilities got threats last week. No injuries or actual bombs were reported. The FBI and the Justice Department are investigating the threats as possible civil rights violations.
Former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara reportedly on the mend. Spokesman Jim McGrath spoke to KTRK-TV.
They've got such a self-resilience, a determination, a love of life. And I know they both have things that they want to do, and I think that drive is going to see them through. And obviously that's our hope and our prayer.
Former President Bush still in the ICU with a breathing tube. He underwent a surgical procedure to protect and clear his airway yesterday. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A group of Black Lives Matter protesters are now filing a civil rights lawsuit because they couldn't get in to disrupt the annual memorial for Elvis Presley. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
A group that protested outside of Graceland last August are taking a civil rights complaint to federal court. They argue that they were treated differently because of their race. The protesters, affiliated with Black Lives Matter, were protesting outside the annual candlelight vigil held at Elvis Presley's Memphis home. They say that local police and Graceland security kept them out because they're black, while letting white people through a security cordon with no problems. They were charged with criminal trespassing. The suit names the city of Memphis and Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Police twice stopped a man accused of killing a math teacher in Arizona, but because the warrants weren't out yet, they didn't hold him. Here's more from Jason Campidonia.
Late Sunday night, a Utah State trooper pulled over a silver Pontiac Grand Prix driven by Caleb Bartles. Inside the car, the trooper found a muddy AR-15, a pistol, and a fully loaded magazine, but there was no warrant out for his arrest. Monday evening, Bartles was also pulled over by police in Nevada for having a headlight out, but there was still no probable cause to take him into custody. Investigators remain hot on his trail and believe that Bartles may be heading for Sacramento, Reno, or Oregon. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The Wynn Las Vegas pulling Tom Ford's upscale line of products from their resort after the designer insulted Melania Trump. Ford said he would never dress the First Lady because his clothes are too expensive for her. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Well, good afternoon. It's Thursday afternoon, January 19th, 2017, and you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, which is on Teachable Moments, and this is a program that airs every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In the event that you miss a program, please go to our archives at the Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio website, and you'll be able to see all of the programs that we have recorded, as well as those programs recorded by my colleagues here at the radio station. So today, you know, business is moving at such a rapid pace, and I believe that it's all about helping other people, helping people to learn techniques and ideas, strategies, and so forth that will be helpful. And that goes for anyone who's a business owner as well as someone who is working for a business, because we all have to play a vested role in the success of our businesses. And in fact, we're all lifelong learners and have to be up to date because business is moving at such a rapid pace. Now, today we have a wonderful guest whose name is Tom Fitzgerald. So, Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vicki. Good afternoon.
It's wonderful to have you here today, and I'm going to have to break quickly here to go to a weather report, and we'll hear from one of our sponsors, and then I'm going to come back, and you and I are going to talk about business and what we need to figure out what's important that you can share with us. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. Now, as far as the weather is concerned today, it's in the low 40s and overcast. And according to the weather report that I'm reading right now, it's overcast, 45 degrees. And today we're looking at a patchy fog. And after 5 o'clock, I think it's about 5 o'clock this morning, so it's patchy fog all day. And there'll be a slight wind about 5 miles per hour. In the evening, and I think there'll be a low of about 28 degrees this evening. Tomorrow, rain is likely after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, although I think I heard on the radio one of the other stations coming down here that there might be some rain earlier in the day. And, of course, there'll be increasing clouds with a high of near 44 degrees, calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, and a chance of precipitation tomorrow of 70%. So I suggest that you get your raincoat ready and your umbrella so that you're ready for anything that may occur. And then when we come back for some more weather later in the program, we'll talk about the extended program. So bear with me, and I'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business, and we're so pleased to have Tom Fitzgerald here with us in the studio today. He's the longtime owner of Fitzgerald Architecture Studio, which is based in Highbridge, New Jersey. And we're having a little trouble with our microphone here, so I'm going to ask him to speak. And if I don't hear him, he and I are going to share a microphone.
Hey, good afternoon, Vicki. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, turn that all the way up.
Yeah, here we go. I got you on here now.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. We knew we'd fit. Oh, we just moved those wires. I can't hear myself now.
Okay.
There we go. we're in the process of moving and into a gorgeous historic building that Tom's going to share information with us about. So, in fact, I've seen some pictures of, I guess, the before pictures that were online on NJ.com.
Yep.
And so Tom has been working on this building. So there are a couple of things that Tom and I would like to talk about today. Obviously, we need to hear about his business and those elements of his business that have made him what he is today as a professional. And also, I'm anxious to find out about the building that he's been working on and restoring the building. So first of all, where would you like to go first? I'm going to throw the ball in your court.
Well, that's interesting. Certainly, after I opened my business in 2001, so we're about 15, 16 years into it, and it's been an interesting journey. So, you know, nothing ever stays static, and things are always changing, and that's certainly the case for my career and my business at this point. But truly, the unique piece of what I do, you know, like most industries, architects, engineers, lawyers, doctors, you know, it's a commodity these days. There's so many of us out there offering these services. You kind of have to figure out what makes you unique and sellable. And for me, it's always been about having and possessing skills that some of my colleagues may not. So in addition to being a licensed architect, I'm also a licensed building inspector. And I was brought up in construction, so I worked in construction for many years before I became an architect. So that's kind of the trifecta that most architects' experience is lacking, and it helps me to address problems and projects from all three sides of what's going on during a project. So it's quite unique.
That I love what you've told us, because so important today to stand out from the crowd. And one of my favorite authors, and I've mentioned this on the program before, is Jeffrey Gittimer. And one of the things he says is that you have to be able to say you're the only, the best, the original, the most sought after, whatever it is. So you are the guy in this area of New Jersey who has three areas of background that are very unique. And when you put them all together, you bring a wealth of skills and knowledge to the table for your clients.
Correct.
That
correct.
Is awesome.
And since about 2012, since my business has been transitioning, I've been considering myself a building consultant more so, because that kind of represents the three areas that I'm most familiar with.
They really do. Yeah. Now, when you first started on your path as an architect, did you specialize in certain types of designs?
Now, you know, when you start out, you basically will take anything that walks through the door, and that certainly was not was also the truth for me. So we did residential architecture. We did commercial architecture. We did begin to specialize in healthcare for quite a while. But all along, I've always loved to fix things. So working on renovations and restoring mostly residential properties has been something that has followed me all along throughout my career.
Yeah. So now when this opportunity came up here with the Hunterdon Chamber and their cohorts, I guess you would say, you were handed an opportunity. You earned the opportunity.
Well, yes, and certainly I was in the right place at the right time. Yeah. But you know what? Those opportunities do take a certain amount of experience and as well as luck and other things. I've been a chamber member since 2001, so I'm familiar with the chamber. I've worked with the chamber for quite a long time. Unfortunately, in my industry, most people don't understand the value of teaming up with their local chamber to help promote themselves. And, having been since 2001, they were very familiar with me. I've also been very involved with some local not-for-profit boards. So, and I understand some of the challenges that not-for-profits are faced with when they're going through a capital campaign, like renovating a building and things like that. So it was kind of a perfect fit for me and the chamber. It's not just like because I was a chamber member, here's the job. There was certainly a set of qualifications that needed to be filled, and I fit them very well. So certainly it was a great opportunity and continues to be. Today's moving day, so it's all worked out very well so far.
That's really awesome. Now, when you started on this, when did you start on this project?
The project's been ongoing for quite some time. The chamber's been involved with the relocating of their offices for many years. The concept of moving has been in sight for many years. But really, it's been the past year that the purchase of the building that they're in, 119 Main Street, a very historic structure, that was constructed in the mid-1800s. They purchased that property, and it's been about a solid 3 to 4 months where we've been working really hard to get the building in shape and get them moved in. And, yesterday and today has been the culmination of a lot of that work on the interior. There's still a lot of work to do on the exterior. There's an entire phase two project, which is the property is broken out into two structures, the original 1800s historic structure, and then the back structure, which is a series of additions that were built over the years, which that will be the Center for Business and Entrepreneurship. That will be phase two, which will be starting very shortly. And then the exterior of the historic property will have a facelift come the spring. A new paint job. We're in the process of restoring the existing front columns and piers. There were some structural issues with those. So over the winter, we've been reconstructing those piers and foundations and footings. So there's lots of work going on the outside. And you look at it from the outside now, and you would still think that, hey, there's that abandoned building on Main Street. But the inside is pristine and beautiful.
That's, I'm so excited to see it. I'm going to break to for a word from one of our supporters, and I'll be right back with you.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Tom Fitzgerald, who is a wonderful architect based in Highbridge. You and I have known each other for a while. I don't know how long it's been, but...
Yes, we have. I think we actually met over in Somerset County.
Yeah, we're members of several of the same networking groups, and whenever you don't come back anymore, but when you were there, we always had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
So you got have a great sense of humor. So 119 Main Street has a fabulous building on the outside. What's the name of that building?
That is called the Large House, the Redding Large House, if you go back in history, and has quite a story to it. If you Google the Redding Large House, you can learn all about how its involvement with the Lindbergh trial. It housed the attorneys. George Large was an attorney for the procedures, and the building had remained as a law office for many, many years, but initially was constructed as the home for George Large.
So it was a home originally.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And most of what is on the interior is original. Some things have been modified over the years. When we restored the interior, we tried to go back to as much of the original as possible. At some point, since this is Teachable Moments in Business, at some point in the early 1900s, there was an amazing salesman that came through Flemington and sold parquet floors. And we have beautiful parquet floors along with many of the businesses up and down Main Street. But even those are 100 years old. And when we did a test sand on those to see whether or not they could be salvaged, it came up great. So we decided, even though they're not original to the house, they are part of the history of the house. So we refinished those. The rooms that did not have them, we installed the new hardwood parquet floors, and that's one of the items that not 200-year-old original to the house, but certainly historic in its own right.
I'm impressed by the fact that the parquet floors were durable enough after all these years. So often they seem to deteriorate.
Yeah, since they are a little bit thinner than normal hardwood floors. But like I said, we were amazed when we did the test sand, and they came up beautiful, and they were just finished last week, and they're phenomenal.
That's amazing. What about the framing, or I should say, all of the details around doors and the molding? Did you have to replicate some of that?
Most of that is in great condition. We were very fortunate that in 1937, the Department of Interiors did a building survey of the house, because at that point it was already historic. So we had a very detailed set of drawings to work off of whatever we did have to replicate, we had very clear and concise details for how to do so. And that's coming in very handy, particularly on the front porch where the columns have deteriorated somewhat and need to be restored.
Yeah, I noticed there was some. I drove by last week, and it looked like there was some work going on in the front there.
Yeah, the front's been covered with blue tarps, so the masons can. Yep, absolutely.
What about the interior colors and exterior colors?
Well, the exterior colors are going to be refreshed in the spring. Couldn't get to that before the cold weather turned in the fall, but we'll go back to what was originally there. The house was primarily yellow with white trim. There'll be, we've done our research to see what some of the adorning details had been. Shutters were different colors, even different colors on the different floors. So we'll go back to as best we can to what was there originally and what we know of. Yeah. On the interior, it's a little bit different. We had a little bit of leeway to introduce our own colors that fit the chamber. One of our benefactors is a wonderful person and came through with a palette of choices for the different rooms and has a theme for the different rooms. So it's very interesting.
That's right. I can't wait to get over there. So, and then the buildings behind there, they're kind of in a row where they, you said they were built.
Yeah, there's a series of buildings back there that, we're not 100% sure of all the history there, but I would say there's a turn of the century, 1900s stable that was constructed at one point, and then there were some additional buildings constructed behind that. And then I think the most recent is about a 1970s addition that was kind of an L shape around what we think might have been a 50s addition, and all of that is one story and part of the second phase of the renovation.
That's very exciting, and it sounds with the plans that I've heard about education programs and training programs.
Yep.
That's what business is about.
Sure.
And the fact that the chamber is taking such a forward thinking approach to this is great. Everybody needs help. I've been counseling people for years at the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, and we can't offer enough.
Yeah.
There are so many people, whether they're entrepreneurs or they think they want to become their own, to become business owners, they need a lot of help. And today, I think with a lot of employers are having trouble finding employees who fit the culture and the mold of a company. So if they can send their employees someplace for some classes,
right.
It would be invaluable for their being able to sustain and their growth and their profitability.
I took part in that program for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. Which was absolutely invaluable. Really some great opportunities. And I always profess that if folks can get involved with that they absolutely should, because it's kind of a hidden gem that not many people know about.
It is. When I was I've been there since 2001, actually.
Okay.
As a trainer and a counselor. And when they first asked me to get involved, I had never heard of it before.
Right.
And I said, it's really the best kept secret.
It is.
In this area. But the good news is people like you keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
For counseling and for classes. And as a result of that, we've seen a tremendous number of successes.
Super.
In this area, which is great. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you more about your business, but we're going to take a listen here to the news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I want to thank everybody. We've had such great, great support in this room.
President-elect Donald Trump has arrived in Washington, D.C. He spoke to a crowd at the Trump Hotel, thanking them for their support. Meanwhile, incoming Trump administration spokesman Sean Spicer lashed out at Democrats who are trying to give problems to Trump nominees for the cabinet.
This was not the precedent that was set by Senate Republicans when they worked with the Obama administration in 2008 to ensure that the President Obama, despite political differences, got the cabinet of his choosing because they were qualified individuals.
The man accused of gunning down an Orlando police officer earlier this month being held without bail after his first court appearance. Markeith Lloyd waived the right to a public defender and in a profanity-laced tirade accused police of just making things up. Lloyd is also accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend. He claims police broke his jaw and put out his eye. USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a chamber in which stands a large golden stone model of the Temple of Jerusalem. And there he opens up the mystery of the Tamid. Every day in the temple, two lambs were offered up. Each was called the Tamid lamb. One was offered in the morning to begin the sacrifices. The other was offered in the early evening to close the sacrifices. Now the mystery. The morning lamb was offered at the third hour, 9 a.m. Messiah was crucified at the third hour, 9 a.m. The evening lamb was offered at the ninth hour, 3 p.m. Messiah died on the cross, ninth hour, 3 p.m. You see, Messiah is the Tamid. And there's a mystery to the word. Tamid means continually, always, and forever. Messiah is your Tamid, the one who's with you, whose love is with you continually, always, and forever.
What you just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Get it online or wherever books are sold and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And we're going to take a quick look at the weather. Today, obviously, it's cloudy, and the temperature's up into the low 40s, going down to about 28 degrees. But tomorrow night, we're looking at rain, and that would be early in the day, probably, on Friday. Cloudy with a low of about 36 degrees with a light southwest wind, and the chance of rain is going to be about 60%, so you better get your umbrella and your raincoats handy. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees, and on Saturday night, mostly cloudy again, and the temperature may go down to about 39, so we're avoiding freezing, obviously. On Sunday, a chance of rain, cloudy again, and a high near 49 degrees with a chance of rain at about 40%. And then Sunday night, rain is likely again, cloudy with a low of about 37 degrees, and a chance of precipitation is about 60%. And Monday is about the same thing. So we've got a rainy season, rainy time period, but I guess that's going to help to fill the reservoirs that have been pretty low these days. So that's the good news. So my guest here today is Tom Fitzgerald from Fitzgerald Architecture Studio based in Highbridge, New Jersey. And Tom has shared with us information about the 119 Main Street, the Reading Large House, which is becoming the officially, I guess, is official today, or since you're moving in.
Yeah, it's official today. It doesn't get much more real than that.
So if you have a chance to, and if you're in Flemington, if you have a chance to come down Main Street, you can't actually miss this beautiful building with the big big yellow house with, what style pad pillars are they?
The giant white pillars.
Do they have?
It's
I know
a Greek revival.
It's a Greek revival. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. So Greek revival. You have to look for it for the house. And one of these days, maybe they'll have some tours through it that people can come.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
See. You're probably
going
to have some open houses and things
it's
like that.
It's one of the great things happening in Flemington these days. So certainly, the chamber wants to promote it. They want people to understand, you know, what they're about and how they're integrated into the community and, you know, supportive of redevelopment and supportive of restoration.
So it's really great. So let's go back to your business, because I'm always curious about how people got where they are and how they keep the ball rolling with their businesses. We've talked about your differentiation and the fact that you have several areas of expertise that you've combined to really serve your clients. Why did you go into this field in the first place?
I guess, you know, early on when you're sticking colorings that you've brought home from your, you know, third grade art class and they're hanging on the refrigerator, you know, I always seem to have a lot of those.
Did you really?
So, you know, from an early on, I think that artistic piece has been instilled in me. Then as I went into high school, I took an interest into mechanical drafting and shop class. And so, you know, all these things kind of related. So it's not a surprise that when it was time to come pick a career or at least an academic career that I chose architecture. So certainly I went through a 5-year program and obtained my architecture license, and right out of school started working in the architecture field. So when I came out of school, interestingly enough, though, in the early 90s, we were in a recession back then, and housing was not great, and it was very difficult to find an architecture job. So I had been working construction through high school and college, and I continued after graduation of college working in construction because architecture jobs were so so slim.
Oh, that's really interesting. Where did you go to school?
New York Institute of Technology out on Long Island. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you from out there? Where,
I'm not. I'm from Bergen County originally.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, and I fell in love with Hunterdon County back in the early 90s and been here ever since.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Did the school help you to find a job, or did they help in that job-seeking process at all? I'm curious, because some schools don't help the kids very much.
I think it's a little different today, and I would say no, although one of my professors had a friend in New Jersey who had a film studio and was looking for a kind of an all-around set designer, construction guy, and recommended me to that. And that was directly related to my education, although not through a formal program the school had. In a way, yes, the school did place me in a position that, although it wasn't architecture, it was very closely related to my field, and so it was a good one.
That's interesting. I have to tell you a little sidebar. I have two sons, one of whom is a pharmacist with Walgreens, and the way he got the job is he was in a tournament put on by the School of Pharmacy at Wilkes University, and he met a fella who had been his teacher in when he took the pharmacy technician course at Raritan College when he was still in high school. And that fellow, here he met him like 5 years later, he recommended him for Walgreens, mm-hmm. and that's how he got the job.
Yeah,
so it's you know, it just goes to show you that you never know what the connections you make today will
right.
have some effect on your life later on.
Right, absolutely.
And I think that's fascinating. So when you how soon did you start your own business after that?
I started the business in 2001, so I, about 10 years after I had graduated, I had worked for some firms in the area and gained, my experience and got my license.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2001, decided that it was time for me to try it on my own.
Now, did you write a business plan? I always ask this of people who launch businesses. I have to ask you.
I did write a business plan, but actually when I look back at it, because I rewrote it in 2011 when we were kind of rebranding a different piece of the business, I look back at it and I kind of laughed and chuckled because it wasn't much of a business plan, but it, the basics were there. So
well, that's
yeah.
good. I'm proud of
yeah,
you. That's
yeah, yeah.
It's nothing like somebody. I have people come to me who start a business and then they get to the point where they don't know what to do next, and they'll come to me and they'll say, "Now what do I do?" I
right,
said, "Well, if he
right.
had written a business plan, he probably wouldn't be asking me these questions."
Well, when I went back to we started a division called Disaster Restoration Services back in 2005, and that turned out to be a very successful piece of our business that really carried us through 2008 and through the recession, and it was basically focused on restoring homes and businesses back to what they were prior to an incident, a fire, a flood, so working in the insurance industry. So certainly, all that came into play when I was rewriting my business plan in 2011. And that's when I actually, because I realized that my one from 2001 was really not a great plan, and I got overwhelmed with, going online and trying to figure out how to do this. That's when I became involved with the SBDC and was speaking with some of the folks over there to help me create a new business plan for this new piece of business.
That's interesting. Now, when you had the disaster restoration business, you then connected with, insurance companies to get your referrals?
Correct,
yes. Is that how you got most of your business at that time?
Yeah, most of our business was coming from insurance restoration contractors, and then we became known throughout the industry to the adjusters. And so, yeah, the insurance, the work would come from the insurance companies. The insurance restoration is not glamorous work. So it was interesting because most architects don't want to do that kind of work. It's not glamorous. You get dirty. So we kind of found a niche for ourselves, having been in construction,
liking
to get dirty and loving to put things back together and fix things. That was a perfect fit for a subsidiary of our Fitzgerald Architecture Studio. So we quickly jumped on board with that and found our way with the disaster restoration services.
That's really interesting. So one of the things that we talk about in my counseling session is the fact that most people don't know how to – they don't know their target audience one-on-one. They can't name them, but they know there are people out there who need their services. So obviously through the referrals that you got in the for the disaster restoration business, you were able to get those referrals. But as you began to transition your business – how were you able to then attract some new clients?
Well, the Chamber's always been a great help with marketing, and they provide so many events for folks to be able to get out to in order to market themselves. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, a lot of it now is just word of mouth. My company went through a transition where it was myself for a year or so, and then we grew into 8 full-time people and 4 part-time people. And then in our busiest time in 2012, we were there, and then we started to scale back and go back toward where I'm at now as a building consultant. Mm-hmm. Just because of the unique set of skills that I possess. I had great architects on staff, but everybody wanted Tom. I couldn't figure out how to make that work any other way.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. Now, the work that you provide, the services you provide, are you going beyond New Jersey, or where do you work?
Right now I'm focusing on New Jersey. We did have an office in Buffalo and an office in Harrisburg when the disaster restoration services was at its peak. We after 2012 we decided to kind of step back and mm-hmm. Reassess what we were where we were headed, and things get crazy, and there's a point in your life where you have to kind of think about when you're sitting on your front porch at late August and it's the first time you've been sitting out there all summer and you think what are we doing? So certainly, that's all been part of the transition in trying to get back to a point where a healthy work, personal balance, home balance. Yeah.
Yeah. That's as an entrepreneur with 3 businesses, I can mm-hmm. relate to having trouble getting to the personal side of your life.
Sure. Sure.
I'm sure it's true of you. Life is interesting, and you make it interesting with all the connections you're making and the work opportunities that you have, and you live it and you love it. So
that's
really cool.
Absolutely.
So as you've been working on the Reading Large House, is this been your sole endeavor, or do you have other things cooking at the same time?
I have a few other smaller projects cooking at the same time. The insurance work always comes in. They come to me when they have a difficult project or a difficult situation. For the most part, when those projects come about and a set of construction documents is needed, any architect can put together a set of construction documents. So I usually try to refer that out. But if they come to a specialized situation that requires a little bit more forward thinking and somebody with some construction experience and understanding of the code, especially when you're trying to upgrade. If an older home had a fire and you're trying to restore this older home but have it meet today's code, there's some particular challenges that are created there. So those are the projects that I tend to get involved with. But, I would love to be able to just work on one project at a time. There's always the fear of what happens when that one project is over and you don't have that second one lined up yet.
That's very true. And I never forget years ago I had a couple come to me who had an IT business, and they left another company, formed their own, and probably stole some customers in the process. So things were going along great, and all of a sudden the business dried up. They had an empty pipeline, and I'll never forget, as long as I live, the lady had this sad face, and she was obviously very downtrodden, and she said, "When we first got started, we didn't have to market our business." And I said, "Excuse me, but you never stop.
Right.
Because
right.
if small business owners, if they stop marketing because they get so tied up with current projects, they can often end up with an empty pipeline. And it's almost like starting over.
Sure, absolutely.
I also know people, it's interesting, I know people who are doing well. And sometimes they'll answer the phone and say, well, we're not taking on any new clients right now. And I'm thinking, well, did you get their names? Because, you know, according to statistics, a company will have a turnover of somewhere around 30% of their customer base in a year's time. And some will be more, some will be less. It just depends upon the industry that they're in. But you always have to keep your name out there and keep connecting and going to those networking meetings. And
yep.
And you play a very strong role in the chamber, which is wonderful. So we're going to stop here for a moment and listen to some of our sponsors and then come back.
Great.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and my guest today is Tom Fitzgerald, who owns Fitzgerald Architecture in Highbridge, New Jersey. And Tom and I met through a number of networking events over the years, and I've always enjoyed getting to know you better. In fact, one of these days, I've got to see your house. It looks fascinating as I drive by.
We've been working on that for quite some time.
Have you realized it's a work in progress?
Yeah. No, I'm saying we've been working on you and I together for
that.
Yeah,
that's true, for us to get together.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of, I had mentioned that one couple didn't think she needed to market when business was going well. You realize that you have to keep your hat in the ring in order to keep the ball rolling, to keep people calling you. So you've mentioned a couple things that you do. So I'm real big on marketing. So
sure.
You belong to the Hunterdon Chamber. You used to go to Somerset Hills Business Network. Are you networking anywhere else these days?
I did some other networking through the Somerset, actually through the Gateway Chamber. Which the Somerset was a part of at one
still
point.
Is. Yeah, we're, still is. Yeah, they're a like an affiliate member.
Yeah, so they had some other programs that I did through. But primarily, most of my interaction for networking is through the chamber mm-hmm. and through their leadership Hunterdon program.
Oh, that's right. You did that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was involved with that. And so I'm also on the chamber foundation board. As a liaison for the leadership alumni, And then also, you know, on their building committee for this new project that they're working on. So all that keeps me pretty busy and keeps me pretty involved with, you know, some of the chamber offerings as well as their card clubs. I actually forgot, I host the Leeds North Exchange that the chamber puts on every first Wednesday of the month. Up in Clinton at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, and that's been running for about 6-7 years now.
Yeah, you do a good job with that.
That's a fun one. Yeah,
we like that. It really is. It draws great people. And then we get – I often say to people, you don't have to go to a bunch of different networking organizations. Stay where you are because new people come and go anyway.
Right,
you see the regulars, but then you see new people coming in all the time.
Yep.
So that still gives you and gets you in contact with a lot of folks. You also mentioned that you you put signs out, and that falls into the category of guerrilla marketing. And you know I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and I don't believe in spending a lot of money on marketing. You market to your target audience in your backyard, basically. So where are you putting up signs?
Well, it's interesting. I'm horrible at self-promotion. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm a background guy. I just like to, you know, make things happen and quietly make them happen and not really take the credit for it. But certainly, of recent, thanks to my wife, who's a huge proponent of promoting me and some of the other things that have been happening. One of my signs, which is for a project in Annandale, is on the corner of Petticoat Lane and Route 22.
Oh.
So the exposure there is unbelievable. I mean, there was no reason why there shouldn't be a sign there. And this project has been going on for 6 years almost. So they finally broke ground and did the site work. And I finally was coerced to have a sign put up there. I have a sign in front of the large house in Flemington, and then there's another location that gets some good traffic that I'll have a sign up also. But, you know, those are kind of locations of opportunity. And it's unbelievable how many people come across these things when you don't think that anybody observes what's going on around them.
That's right.
And I've gotten a lot of feedback from both of those locations from, you know, people just in passing.
Well, it's a great idea. I have to share a story with you. We have a carpenter who's done work on our house, you know, put in windows and fixed walkways and railings and what have you. And he came and remodeled part of our house this winter. And he's known as a hippie. I don't know if you know him. But at any rate, he has this really cute sign that has a hippie with a band, like a bandana around his head.
Sure, okay.
And we live on a county road, Route 512. And my house is on the side road. Anyway, he put a sign out there. He had people call him because they saw his cute, you know, poster with his phone number.
Yep.
And his name's Eddie Zagata. And Eddie said, there's one guy called. He said, I don't know what you do, but I'm going to hire you.
Yeah.
He was so impressed with the sign.
It's amazing to me how people hire people. You know, when we were on Main Street in Highbridge, I had people call and say, you know, you're an established firm. Obviously, you're not too big because you're in a small town. You're on a main street. Those are all things that I like. I've had people call me and say, hey, you're Irish. I want to hire you. You know, so really the methodologies behind how people go about their search when hiring professionals is quite interesting.
It is interesting. In fact, I do classes and sessions on branding, and you always put your best foot forward, but you do have to realize people buy for different reasons.
Sure.
They buy because somebody did business with you. They like your name, as you pointed out. They like your signage. They like where you're located. There are just so many reasons why people make certain decisions, and so you have to be open and real. And there are opportunities out there.
Sure.
Any other little tricks of the trade that you're using to get your name out there that you can think of or wish to share?
Well, the one thing that I am not doing that I need to do a better job at, particularly in today's market, is social media. And certainly when you're a sole proprietor and an entrepreneur, you know, social media can be a huge asset to you know, what you're doing. So, you know, with all the different types of things that I do, that would be a great opportunity for me to be able to help people understand some of the things that I do. So that's one of my goals for 2017.
And I would agree with you, and you certainly can leverage, let's say, before and after pictures. They could go on a website. They could be on a YouTube video, mm-hmm. perhaps, or put them on Facebook. Yeah, there's so much. It takes time, but today people look at maybe could be 5, 10, 15 different resources before they make a decision.
Sure.
And
sure.
The more often you pop up, you know, that builds more awareness.
Right.
And also, a lot of people don't realize that type of marketing also validates the decision that somebody made to do business with you. So your former clients, your current or former clients, will feel more comfortable and satisfied in doing business with you, and they could become evangelists for your business.
Sure.
And that's also – so I guess that's another question I have. Do you give information to your former clients or current clients that they can maybe pass the word around if somebody says who's doing your work for you? Do you ever have opportunities to get some word of mouth that way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously the propaganda is always left with them. But really, I think just doing a great job for people and doing an honest job and, you know, letting them do the marketing for you. You know, it's hard to establish a close relationship with every client, but, you know, you pick the ones that, you know, there's a synergy with,
right.
And you let them help you do your marketing for you. So certainly there's a strategy there.
That's good. That's very, very true. So looking ahead, what are there changes going on in architecture or trends, things that people could maybe talk to you about?
Well, certainly, you know, there's always trends in architecture. You know, green has been the trend, That's most right. Recent, long-standing trend. You know, being green has been going on since the 70s, since the oil embargo. And I think that, but more recently, it's become very prevalent. And there's certainly a lot of things that people can do to be more environmentally responsible. So that's one of the, you know, the main trends. You know, small houses nowadays.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah,
tiny homes.
That's tiny homes is a trend. Although I don't see how some of those homes are possible for a family of more than one. But certainly they make it work. And you know, I mean, listen, this stuff is all out there for a reason. It's there because there's a need for it.
Exactly.
And you know, whether the market pool is one. Or a million, it's there's a market pool. So
yeah.
You know, tiny houses are what some people want.
Exactly. I watch all the. I love architecture. I love design,
yeah.
And it's just so. I've been watching those shows as well, and I try to envision myself living in one and how it might be designed. So
right.
I've started to draw some pictures.
That's how it all starts. That's how it all starts.
So we're coming down to the wire here, and I would appreciate your just sharing with our listeners how you can be reached, your phone number, your website, your
sure,
information.
Sure.
That would be great.
Our phone number is 908-638-4848. We have a website, www.fitzgeraldstudios.com. It's all one word with an S at the end. We can be reached by either of those methods.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
I do. It's tom.fitzgerald@fitzgeraldstudios.com.
Okay.
It's a mouthful.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Absolutely.
And maybe we'll get you back again sometime later in the year and give us an update on the Reading Large House. How's
that'd
that?
Be great.
And other
absolutely.
Jobs you're working on. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Vicki.
Okay. So, folks, you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. If you have some ideas for topics, or if you have, if you'd like to be interviewed, or if you can recommend a guest that who can come in here and chat with us and share information about how their business has progressed and what has, you know, to give us tips on what has made their businesses strong and viable, that would be wonderful. We also have a Gmail. We have a Gmail, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and on Facebook, Teachable Moments in Business. So please go and check those out as well. And we'll be here again next Thursday afternoon. I do have a guest coming in, and it's going to be an interesting discussion. So I hope you'll join us next Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you for listening. Goodbye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I want to thank everybody. We have such great support in this room.
President-elect Donald Trump has arrived in Washington, D.C. He spoke to a crowd at the Trump Hotel, thanking them for their support. Meanwhile, incoming Trump administration spokesman Sean Spicer lashed out at Democrats who are trying to give problems to Trump nominees for the cabinet.
This was not the precedent that was set by Senate Republicans when they worked with the Obama administration in 2008 to ensure that the President Obama, despite political differences, got the cabinet of his choosing because they were qualified individuals.
The man accused of gunning down an Orlando police officer earlier this month being held without bail after his first court appearance. Markeith Lloyd waived the right to a public defender and in a profanity-laced tirade accused police of just making things up. Lloyd is also accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend. He claims police broke his jaw and put out his eye. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases,